Welcome to Small Talk, a show about small business for small business. Here's your host, Mark S. Lee.
Good morning and welcome to Small Talk with Mark S. Lee. Happy Sunday. I hope you're having a great weekend. The weather has certainly turned for the worse, isn't it? I guess it's time for us to really put the blankets on and get ready for hopefully a more normal winter as opposed to that crazy one that we had last year. Oh boy, I tell you what, I'm still recuperating from last Sunday's game. You guys know I talk about my beloveds usually every Sunday, and the Lions did it again. It came back. And we beat the Miami Dolphins. I can't take any more of these close games. So as we're getting ready to watch the game this Sunday, we got the Arizona Cardinals later this afternoon. I hope, and I'm hoping, that Megatron and the rest of the Lions can really come out and put some space and let me watch it as a more normal fan, please. I can't take these close games anymore. But anyway, hopefully the Lions will pull it out, and maybe we can go 8-2. Let's see where we go from there. Anyway, you know this show now, Small Talk with Mark S. Lee, is brought to us by this morning. The first segment is brought to us by Comcast Business. This is your source for information in and across the great city of Detroit, the Motor City, the state of Michigan, as well as across the country, because this show is broadcast across the country via CBS Radio Detroit. And my first guest from Comcast is Mark Phillips, and he is with Comcast Business, and he is the services sales manager here in the Detroit region. Mark, good morning, and thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Is that coffee good for you?
Delicious.
Yeah, early in the Sunday morning. Okay, I got to ask, because I ask every guest. Okay?
Please.
How are we going to do today?
Lions victory by 14.
Okay.
I'm very, very positive.
Okay. All right. Enough said on that.
We'll see. We'll see if it comes true.
We are so glad that you came in on this Sunday morning and really spent some time with us. I want to first of all say we appreciate Comcast Business support. You've been a great supporter of the show, so thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Mark.
Good. You're with the sales area. Tell us what your responsibilities are with Comcast Business.
Yeah, I've been with the company now about 10 years, and I am responsible for business services sales. I manage a team of 7 dedicated reps. We're out in the field every day talking to small business owners, small to medium-sized business owners, seeing if we can find a fit for some type of need that they have as it relates to their internet and their telephone and TV services.
This is a perfect fit because this show is focused on small business development, also focused on entrepreneurship. Based on your experiences, what are some of the challenges that they're going through right now?
You know, it's funny, and it always does tend to go back to technology. And this is such a great time of the year to look at what your technological or technology New Year's resolutions might be. So what can you do in your business with technology to be more productive and more competitive in 2015?
And one of the reasons that Mark is here this morning is that we're going into year end. And certainly everybody's kind of wrapping up 2014, and we'll be getting ready for 2015. And from a technology standpoint, it's nothing different, right?
Technology is one of those areas that's changing by the day, by the minute. So, yes, and it's one of those things that I always like to tell small business owners when I'm talking to them out in the field, don't take it for granted. Mm-hmm. Make sure you know what's available, what's out there, and what you can do once again to make sure that you can be productive and you have a competitive advantage over your, you know, other folks in the marketplace.
So just like when we have our annual checkup.
Yep.
Okay, we do our physicals and everything else. I'm assuming everybody's doing annual physical, but not everybody's doing it,
right.
But I do. Talk to us about the technology checkup. I mean, what should we be looking for and as we're thinking about closing out 2014 going into 15?
One of the main things is, and it's so funny how I still run into businesses today that do not have a web presence. So one of the main areas I would say make sure you look at is, do you have a website? If you have a website, how is it developed? Who are you reaching? What messaging are you delivering on that website? Because a lot of businesses, they still don't value that. They think it might be too complex to do. It might be too difficult to maintain. But, if you have a provider, your internet provider, in a lot of cases, you can get a website up and running with little time invested, maybe an hour, and sometimes there's no cost involved at all.
So let's talk about that for a second.
Please.
And we're having a nice conversation this morning with Mark Phillips. He's with Comcast Business on the sales side. That surprises me that a good number of people don't provide their customers with online access. Now, I found some data recently where 47%, we talked about this in past shows, 47% of small businesses really don't have online accessibility. Mm-hmm. That's amazing to me. So you're talking right now about websites. Why do you think that is an issue? Why don't 100% of the people have a website presence? What's the barrier?
I think in a lot of cases, the small business person, they are tasked and they have to wear so many hats every day. Technology is one of those things where you either embrace it, and you know, very soon we're going to talk to one of our customers, Jason Smith from Adventures in Home Brewing, who has really embraced technology and has seen a large amount of success based on that. So either you embrace it or it's one of those necessary evils. You deal with it when you have to, and you know, it takes time, it takes resources, it takes a lot of research to do it. And you know, if you're a manager, you're billing your accounts receivable and your front counters, sometimes you don't have time to do it. So that's probably one of the main reasons why people don't invest in that type of area, getting a website up and running.
So one of the areas we need to review is the website. What are other areas from a technology standpoint that business owners should be looking at year in and as we get ready for 2015?
I like to say it this way. Think about your customer experience. So put your shoes in the individual who's going to walk into your shop and want to do business with you. And what do they see? What do they feel? What do they experience as they're coming in? So if you've got any type of shop where you have any type of wait, you have a lobby, somebody's rotating tires, or you have an office and they're waiting to see the doctor or what have you. Look at what can you do to enhance that experience so you can create a happy customer, and a happy customer is a repeat customer. So one of the things that I always like to point out is, you know, Wi-Fi. Still, a lot of businesses are not offering Wi-Fi to their clientele. Once again, it's a cost issue for them. They're concerned a little bit about setting up a firewall so the business side is protected from the consumer side. So that's one area that, you know, Comcast, we do offer free Wi-Fi along with many tiers of our internet service. So that's one thing that we can do to help businesses.
Another thing that got hot this year, at least in 2014, it seemed, and I'm not a technology guru by any means, but we had on, I believe, Michelle Piscota from Comcast Business a while ago as well. But she was talking about discussing the cloud, this thing called the cloud. So to a lot of small businesses, we're not exactly sure what the cloud is. I know in theory, there's this thing up there and all my data and information goes up into this cloud. But can you share with us from your perspective the importance of the cloud and what maintenance should we do with that?
Back in the day, you would have to have a computer, you would have a server on base, and you would pay a lot of money every year for the newest release of whatever software. The cloud basically takes that storage and moves it out into this theoretical realm of it's not on your computer anymore, on your server. It's distributed throughout the world. So that is the World Wide Web, and that is the cloud. More and more applications are becoming cloud-based. So whether it is your point-of-sale system, or it's your accounting software, or even Microsoft, some of the Office applications are cloud-based. So you no longer have to pay for that, pay for the upkeep, pay for the storage. It's now out there in the cloud. And one of the keys for that is, and something else that you need to look at as far as a tech upgrade, is the ability to have the bandwidth to get to it. So a lot of times there is this pigeonhole, so when companies do want to use cloud services, they're really slowed down because they can't get the information up and down. So that's the nice thing about, you know, looking at technology as far as your bandwidth. What type of bandwidth are your needs today? And think about what are you going to need tomorrow? So, and that's something else that, you know, Comcast provides very well. We've got the internet speeds to do just about anything you need, and we can make cloud computing quite easy because of that pipeline.
We are having a nice warm cup of coffee this morning, early on a Sunday morning, with Mark Phillips, and he is with Comcast Business. He's providing us with some excellent advice and ideas with respect to the end-of-year technology checkup, so to speak. So just as we always do our annual physicals, now is a good time for you, if you're listening this morning, to think about your technology needs, where you might have a gap, where you may have technology out there, but it needs to be fine-tuned. Do you have the latest and greatest? If not. So he's giving us some excellent input this morning. Mark, along those lines, if I'm an entrepreneur and I'm a small business owner, where do you still see other gaps? So we talked about websites,
right,
and we're still just trying to get some people to understand about the cloud. What are other areas from your perspective that entrepreneurs should be aware of?
One of the other big ones, and I see it all the time, is a business's phone system. So what they think is, I've got my two or three lines, they work for me today, and you know, I get my calls, coming in, I can make my calls going out. But you know, if you want to make an investment in your business, the telephone is one of those major areas where that is how your customers connect directly to you. Mm-hmm. You can be very proactive and look at a lot of different services out there, so it makes that easier to happen. And it's a flawless transition, so people can get a hold of you so you can get that business secured. People take it for granted. A lot of business owners take their phone for granted.
So you definitely have a dedicated support team, mm-hmm. I'm assuming, for Comcast does for the entrepreneurs?
Absolutely. Yeah, we have our own dedicated 24/7 staff. You know, it's a call center and it never closes down. So no matter if you need support for your business, any place, anywhere, you can always get a hold of somebody.
Right. And I think that that's outstanding advice and counsel as well. You know, we're again having a nice warm cup of coffee with Mark Phillips. They have a dedicated team 24/7 to reach you, that you can reach them and really provide that support. What's the phone number for that, by the way?
Yeah, 1-800-391-3000.
And what website as well can people go to?
Oh, you can access most of the information through www.comcast.com.
Okay, so we'll make sure I get that in for you. Get that in for you. You know, as we continue to think about technology, and I know we don't have a crystal ball, but what is Comcast projecting in terms of potential trends in 2015? Anything that it would be greater speeds, more
always
access,
yeah. Speed is, there's always a need for speed. One of the things that I know that we're looking at in other cable operators is that pipeline. Everything's going to be data based. So one thing I do know is we will be rolling out some new tiers within the next year, and the speeds are just going to keep getting faster and faster.
That's amazing.
Oh, absolutely.
That's just, I mean, it's mind boggling to me.
Well, you know, some of the speeds that we're offering over a coax connection, so over a cable modem that you can have in your business, were speeds just a few years ago you were paying thousands of dollars for. Mm-hmm. And you can have it today in your business and take advantage of it to get your business moving forward.
I want to say in closing, Mark, as we give some thought to speeds, one question is going to be asked by the listener. Generally speaking, are the costs coming down based on the increased speed, or is the cost basically the same?
The cost does come down. And just like I said earlier, some of our top tiers, you know, just a few years ago, you know, the cost has almost been cut in half at times. So what you tend to see in the industry is the speeds go up, and because it's provided by the cable company, you know, the price does go down.
This segment, in fact, has been brought to us by Comcast Business, and we had a wonderful conversation. We're currently having a wonderful conversation with Mark Phillips. He's with Comcast Business on the sales side and sharing with you his perspective on technology checkup as we come to year end. So I would strongly encourage you, if you're listening to this morning, think about, we got the last 6 weeks of the year ahead of us. Think about your technology needs, where you might have a gap, and Comcast Business certainly has some solutions for your particular business challenges. Mark, thank you so much for coming in. We appreciate it.
Mark, thank you so much.
My pleasure. On the other side of the commercial break, we're going to have Jason Smith, who is a customer of Comcast Business, join us and share his story on Small Talk with Mark S. Lee.
The Center for Empowerment and Economic Development, commonly known as SEED, invests time and resources in small businesses. Loans up to $50,000 are available at a new, reduced rate of 5%. Visit www.miceed.org or call 734-677-1400 to learn more of how SEED can help your business grow.
Built for business. Your business depends on the internet, but who does your internet depend on? Your human resources director / marketing manager / IT person / aren't you busy enough already? Well, there's a more dependable way to depend on your internet. Comcast Business has vetted and trained more than 1,700 dedicated business specialists to keep your business up and running 24/7, 365. Business specialists specializing in your business / internet / Wi-Fi / success / you. And if you switch to Comcast Business Internet today, they're giving you a 30-day money-back guarantee with speeds up to 150 megabits per second and better value. It's a pretty smart call. Speaking of calling, here's the number. 800-501-6000. That's 800-501-6000. Or visit ComcastBusiness.com. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas.
Good morning and welcome back to Small Talk with Mark S. Lee. Happy Sunday and happy Sunday morning to you. Hope you're having a great weekend and getting a chance to hang out with the family, maybe getting ready to go to church a little bit later, or of course later this afternoon at 4:30. It's a late afternoon game. Watch the Lions take on the Arizona Cardinals, certainly out west, and the game will be broadcast locally here in the Motor City. So anyway, I would like to again welcome you back to Small Talk with Mark S. Lee. This segment is also brought to us by Comcast Business. And I am so pleased this morning to welcome Jason Smith, and he is a Comcast Business customer. He has over 15 years of entrepreneurial experience, and he primarily runs let me let him tell you what he does from a business standpoint, because it's very interesting. So I want to pause and just look at Jason. Jason, good morning, and thank you for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So 15 years you've been an entrepreneur, huh?
I can't believe it's been that long.
Hard to believe. You're also a Comcast Business customer, from what I understand.
For most of those 15 years. Yep.
And the name of your business is Adventures in Home Brewing. Share with us your business concept. What is it, and how did you come up with the concept?
Adventures in Home Brewing is a retail location where you can pick up ingredients and equipment to make your own beer, put a kegerator into your home, have a wine bar in the house. Came up with it just about 15 years ago. I realized I didn't want to drink Dad's Budweiser. Wanted something a little different. And I was still, when I first started, I was too young to really buy it. So I started making it. And about 5 years into making it, a friend of mine asked me if we could open a store doing this. And I figured, what the heck? Why not? Nobody else was doing it.
Really?
So it's 15 years later, I look at it and kind of giggle that where we've gone with it.
Do you have a storefront? Is it out of your home, or what is the, how does that work?
Yes, sir. We have two storefronts, okay, and of course a web page. One store is in Taylor, Michigan, right, mm-hmm, by the Big Blue Bridge there, right off of Telegraph.
Yeah.
And the other store is in Scio Township, which is just west of Ann Arbor.
Ann Arbor. So share with our listeners the concept. So I walk in, is it like a grocery store? You start picking and choosing ingredients, or how does that work?
Very much so like a grocery store. I always tell people it's kind of like comparing the homemade chocolate chip cookies to the store-bought chocolate chip cookies. You're going to come in and get the ingredients from us. There's four basic ingredients. You have your hops, your yeast, your water, which of course you provide from home, and then your malts. With the winemaking, same deal. You have your grape concentrates or grapes available, and then you add water at home, and we provide all the equipment and knowledge to do that, all the way from starting with the process to the finished product. Nowadays, it seems everybody I talk to knows somebody that has a keg refrigerator in their house. So the expansion of the hobby has really come along with the ingredients and evolution of the homebrewers themselves.
So always the question I'm sure you always get is, how long does it take from soup to nuts, so to speak, to make beer?
You can have beer in as little as 7 days. I have one that I call my 7-day mild. I also have, my youngest daughter was born on leap year, so I made leap beer. Oh, wow. That beer is now almost 8 years old. It was about 22% alcohol, and it continues to mature. I expect it to be still a viable product when she gets married or graduates college. So
that's scary. I thought you were going to say 7 minutes.
No. Like, a little bit longer than
that's
that.
That's the beer, for crying out loud, you know? That's outstanding. Yeah. You know, that's an interesting concept. I guess I never thought about homemaking, you know, making beer at home, so to speak. And by the way, for you listening this morning, we are having a conversation with Jason Smith. He is an entrepreneur, business owner here in the Detroit area. He's also a Comcast Business customer, Adventures in Home Brewing. And he's sharing with us how he got started in business 15 years ago and what the focal point of his business is, which is brewing beer, making beer at home. That's very unusual. Have you ever thought about expanding it beyond the home brewing of beer, maybe into other products and services?
We do have distilling products. We have cheese making products. We've dabbled in candy making products. So a lot of the home make things we've done. As my kids get older, I see they get interest in certain things. It's like, we bring that into the store, mm-hmm, and we have. So from time to time, yes, we add things Some of them we've outgrown and decided against.
Sure.
Others have really grown for us. The cheese making right now seems to be one that's really expanded fairly well.
We in our first segment, we had Mark Phillips from Comcast Business, and he was sharing with us his thoughts with respect to technology, doing a technology checkup since we're getting close to year end. He referenced your name in the first segment and said that you would share with us essentially your thoughts on how you're using technology and maybe some of the things that you're doing with support from Comcast Business to help you focus on improving and really have a very unique and, I guess, transformational business, so to speak. Would you like to share your comments?
Sure. I think technology has been our friend from the start. It's Mark was asking when we first got here, what makes adventures different? What are you seeing differently? And I think as I got into the industry, I was 25 years old, younger, brought a small piece of technology with me to an industry that was all older fellows that had owned the shops, and they didn't have a website. They didn't create email lists. They didn't, you know, embrace what was coming. And I think that's really what's made us successful. With Comcast, it's been a lot of the faster speeds, the ability to communicate to the two stores, the voice over IP for our phone systems. Mark and I just had a pretty good conversation about that. Mm-hmm. And I think we're going to, we already have voice over, but I believe Comcast now has some pretty fun technology that we're really going to be looking at. Clearly, social media is one that we've worked very hard with. We have about 40,000 likes on our Facebook page now. So it's funny when magazines contact us and say, oh, we'll do a Facebook shout out for you. And we're like, how many likes do you have? 15,000. Well, we've got 40. How about you pay us to put you on ours?
Absolutely.
So we've, by collecting the data and the information about our customers, we've utilized Comcast to get it out there. Just faster internet, faster web page speeds, all those fun things.
So what's interesting to me, Jason, is that you've embraced technology, it seems. And in our previous conversation with Mark, I asked him the question, you know, from his perspective, from a business perspective, why are there some barriers? What are some of the barriers for people embracing technology? Now, you're in the trenches every day, and you do have technology. You've been able to embrace it. Let me ask you two questions. One, why did you embrace it? What really drove you down the path of embracing it? And then if you're talking to our listeners, what advice would you give them for embracing technology? Why should they do it?
Growing up, I was kind of right on the edge of that computer age. I can remember the AOL chat rooms and things like that. So we were just getting involved with that, and I was kind of right there with that technology. So embracing it wasn't necessarily as much embracing it. I think it was just growing and evolving with it. We were part of what was to come. So nowadays, I think why did we have that information, or why did we utilize it? It was there.
It was there.
And yeah, I think 10 years prior to when I opened, it simply wasn't available. So I think that's really more so forced into using it than anything else.
So technology is an integral part of your business strategy now. Right?
Oh, absolutely.
So if you're listening, I'm asking, Jason, these questions specifically, if you're listening, because I want you to understand the importance of technology and why we should begin to embrace it. And we're, again, having a conversation with Jason Smith this morning. He owns Adventures in Home Brewing here in the Detroit area. But my point is that he's sharing with you why you should embrace technology, why it's important for your business. You know, business is really 24/7 now, and people will access your website at 10 o'clock at night at 5 a.m., they will try to access data at any point in time. So technology, not only is it used for making things easier for you and always making you very topical, but it's also used for information sharing at any point in the day. And if you're not embracing it at this point with your business, something you may want to do is give some serious thought to making it happen for yourself from a business perspective. What role did Comcast Business share with you or give you or support did they give you to, in order to get you up and running at the appropriate levels that you wanted to get to?
I when Mark came in, it was all about speed. We initially had a T4 line. T4, T2?
I want to say it was a T1.
T1.
See, as you can tell, Mark is still in the studio. Let me introduce. That's okay. Mark's still in the studio, but that's Jason. Go ahead.
We had a T1 line, and talking to Mark, he's like, gosh, you know, we're going to have speeds much faster than that. And he was right. As we signed on with Comcast and were able to get rid of the T1 line, we saved money. Comcast has been great in integrating other portions of it that we were able to utilize. So I think the speed, as he had mentioned, we're always looking for more speed. I think that was very important to us.
So let me go back 15 years ago when you were thinking about your business concept. And I like to ask this of all my guests. How did you end up going into that business? So what were you doing before you got into entrepreneurship?
Going to school for pharmacy.
Okay. Oh, okay. There. So you made a switch from pharmacy to home brewing. Talk to our listeners about that.
A friend of mine had become interested in the home brewing side of it, and he was going to open a store. And I'd moved home to go to Wayne State University for their PharmD program. They had a doctorate in pharmacy program, and he was opening the store. I was unemployed at the time. I'm going to be a college student, and he just asked me to help. Hey, can you come in a couple days a week? And that couple days turned into 4 or 5 days a week. And eventually he was offered a job with Frito-Lay, a fairly lucrative job, as a matter of fact. So he was going to go with Frito-Lay. And he had asked me at that point, you know, do you want to keep the business, close the business? What do you want to do? And we'd collected email addresses, you know, a lot of information on our customers. We were getting return business. And I just saw it as a industry that was going to continue to build. The brewery started popping up all over. You started to see the craft beer movement on the shelves of stores. And I stuck with it at that point.
So in closing, I just listen to what he's saying again, Jason Smith. You know, he was going to school for pharmacy, but he ended up doing something completely different. My point is, it's okay to evaluate all of your options. You never know where you're going to end up. You know, you may think you're going to end up in box A, but you may end up in box B, and that's okay. It's called pushing yourself and considering all of your options. That's excellent advice and input this morning from Jason. In closing, quickly, a couple comments. Give us one more time your locations and your website, if you could.
Website is homebrewing.org. Locations, we have one location in Taylor at Telegraph and Van Born Road. We have a second location on Zeeb Road in Ann Arbor, right near Scioto Township.
Jason Smith, thank you very much for coming in this morning. We appreciate you coming in and sharing your story and just telling the listeners about your technology needs and how you've embraced them. Thank you.
Thank you very much for having me today.
My pleasure. So, listeners, thank you for hanging in there so far this morning. Please come back after this commercial break on Small Talk with Marcus Lee. We're going to talk to Pete Thomas. You may know Pete from The Biggest Loser. So he's going to be here this morning to share his story next on Small Talk with Marcus Lee. This segment was brought to you by Comcast Business.
I'm Mark Lee, President and CEO of The Lee Group. The Lee Group is a marketing consulting firm focused on providing integrated marketing solutions in the areas of strategic planning, branding, integrated communications, and training and development. Whether helping clients locally or nationally, I'm proud to be from Detroit. Not only is Michigan a great state, but opportunities are coming back, and it is definitely a great place to live and work. We all have the ability to help shape the state's future with energy, innovation, and talent. 2014 is officially in full swing, and as you think about your business, it's easy to think about being in the business versus thinking about the business. In other words, we have a tendency of getting bogged down in the day-to-day details as opposed to thinking about factors which may affect longer-term planning and growth. With this in mind, the Lee Group has identified 5 marketing trends which may affect your business this year. To learn more about those trends and the Lee Group, please visit LeeGroupInnovation.com. That's LeeGroupInnovation.com.
Adults have the power to stop bullying in our schools. I'm Dennis Van Roekel, president of the National Education Association. Bullying has far-reaching effects, from a decline in academic performance to physical illness, depression, or worse. Help us create safe, bully-free learning environments for all students. One caring adult can make all the difference. Be that adult and take the pledge at nea.org/bullyfree.
A message from the National Education Association.
This is what it sounds like when your brother gets arrested after school for having coke in his backpack. This is the sound of my fist hitting the wall. The sound of me hating myself for being happy he got caught, because at least for one night he won't be using. And this is what it sounds like when he's back at school right where he started. 1 year sober.
If you or someone you know is recovering from addiction, share your story with the partnership at drugfree.org, because your story can change someone else's.
Good morning and welcome back to Small Talk with Mark S. Lee. I hope you're enjoying that nice warm cup of coffee this Sunday morning as you're preparing to hang out with the family and maybe go to church, as I mentioned earlier, or do other things that you're going to be doing this Sunday. So sit back and relax and enjoy the conversation with our next guest, who is Pete Thomas. And Pete is considered NBC's most successful Biggest Loser in season 2. He lost an amazing 185 pounds in only 9 months, having lost the majority of his weight, 102 pounds at home, on his own. And after being voted off the Biggest Loser ranch, he has kept off that weight for nearly 9 years. He's currently a full-time corporate trainer and motivational speaker. He specializes in personal and professional development, and he is the health and wellness spokesperson for companies such as Health Plus of Michigan and Pilot Flying J Travel Centers. Pete, good morning, and thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Mark. I appreciate the opportunity to come in and share this morning.
It's always good to see you. I haven't seen you in a while, huh?
I know. It's been a few weeks. You get a little cold out here, you know, but it's been great. It's great to see you.
Thank you. Are you ready for this cold weather?
You know, as you said, it's about time to go to church. I'm going to go pray for a little bit warmer weather as soon as we leave here.
And once we get the warm weather, I'm about to airline ticket.
Exactly. You know, last year I had opportunity to literally to move to Malibu.
Yeah.
And a guy had a startup company, and I turned it down, and I started really questioning that last year with our big snowstorm. So yeah,
I understand.
But I love Michigan. Love it here. I absolutely love it here.
Well, we introduced you as being on the Biggest Loser, and one of you lost significant pounds, a lot of weight in season number 2. But before we go there, just share with us your background. Where are you from, and how did you get to where you are?
Yeah, you know, I started, grew up all over the place. That was a really part of the reason that I had difficulty with my weight. My weight was a result of my mother's mental illness, really. She struggled with mental illness. And when I was young, we moved from city to city to city. So by the time I was 12 years old, I had moved and moved around to 12 different cities all over the country, from Shaker Heights, Ohio, to Arlington, Virginia, to Norfolk, Virginia. Just lived all over the place. I did settle for a period of time in Detroit, went to high school there in Detroit, and then moved up to Ann Arbor to go to school at the University of Michigan. And that's really where all of the weight issues came from. You know, once I left the University of Michigan and settled therein started going to a great church there, I started picking up the pounds right at about 10 pounds a year. So here it is 15 years after college, and I'm 150 pounds overweight. Now, over that time, I've done various things in terms of business. You know, I started off as a computer programmer many, many moons ago. This is back when Windows 3.1 had just come out.
I don't think I was born yet.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, sir. All right, Mark. So, you know, I started with that doing technical support and troubleshooting, taught myself a lot, and then started working with companies in that realm. So I went from there to start my own company, and literally in the metro area, I serviced companies in the real estate and property management industries, moved from there and got into real estate investing as a small real estate investor, moved from that to actually going on to the Biggest Loser back in 2005, had a great opportunity to get my health back because at that time I was over 416 pounds.
Mm.
So I was there on the show. As you mentioned, I was on the show for 62 days, and in that 62 days, I lost 83 pounds and then came home and lost another 102 pounds at home. And all total, it was 185 pounds total, and I've been able to keep it off for over 9 years.
What was your secret for losing 180 pounds plus?
You know, it really did not come down to a secret. I tell people like this, and since we're in this discussion, what's the one secret, if I were to ask you, what's the one secret to a successful business?
That's a good point.
There are multiple secrets. Multiple, really, principles
Great
is what
question.
I like to say, multiple strategies. The main thing we could distill it out down to is you have to learn how, when I was that big, I really struggled as a food addict. So you have to learn how to eat all over again. You have to learn how to eat in any and every environment. And then from there, you have to learn about the benefits of exercise. I mean, you can't diminish or downplay the benefits of good, vigorous exercise on a regular basis, especially for the topic of this show, when we're dealing with small business leaders, you have to make sure that you're taking time for yourself to get some exercise in. Because one of the things I know as a small business owner is that you've got an incredible amount of stress on you on a regular basis. You're taking care of employees, you're taking care of clients, and then you've got your family at home. And all of that stress builds up on you. All right. And so it's just the way the body is designed. And a good amount of vigorous exercise on a regular basis will help to relieve some of that stress off you. So it's key. key. But there's no one particular secret. It's really a strategy and a plan that anybody that you can go out and find. Of course, you can find it in my book, Lose It Fast, Lose It Forever. But you have to have multiple pieces of the puzzle put together.
So Pete and I were talking during the break, and we're having a nice warm cup of coffee this morning with Pete Thomas, who's now was on the NBC's Biggest Loser back in season two. He's turned into an entrepreneur. We're going to get into that in a second. But during a break, we were talking how we both worked out this morning before we came in.
Absolutely.
And you know what's funny? You talked about the stress reduction. That's exactly why I did it. You know, it's been one of those weeks. It was crazy. And, you know, the Lions probably drove me to a stress level, which is what really happened.
Right. Every single week.
But you know what's interesting, Pete? I went out and I worked out this morning and I felt so relaxed.
Absolutely.
The brain was like clear, early Sunday morning, fresh air. It was cold. But I feel like a different person. My energy level was up.
And that's one of the interesting things. Of course, me coming on, being on a weight loss show, people think, oh, well, you know, weight loss is the primary way, or exercise is the primary way that you lose weight. But what I teach is that really your legs cannot outrun your mouth. Mm-hmm. So you have to make sure the nutrition is right. But the exercise, the benefit of exercise, it's so psychological. There's such a huge psychological component of it. You know, you feel better when you get the workout in, whether early in the morning or late at night. And literally, the physiological component, it does release stress hormones from the body. And like you said, you feel like a different person. It's just one of the secrets or one of the successes, the keys to success of many of the great leaders in our country today.
This is why I wanted Pete on this morning. You know, this show, as you all know, is tailored towards entrepreneurs and small business owners. And it's so easy. It's so easy to get wrapped up in the business every single day. And, you know, sometimes we find ourselves putting in 8, 12, 16, 20 hours a day. So you got to find a way to relieve that stress, because ultimately, no matter how much money you might make, you won't be around to enjoy it if you don't take care of yourself.
Absolutely. And you know, and I consult with companies all the time. You mentioned it before. I do motivational speaking. So I go into different companies, for instance, DTE here locally. I've gone there 3 times and shared things with their employees and shared principles and worked with their wellness staff. And here's the thing about it. People, especially as an entrepreneur, you may think, I don't have the time. Now, we all kind of make that excuse.
Yeah,
you think
do.
You don't have that time. I've got to get this done for my client, and I've got this customer that I have to take care of. But the fact of the matter is, if you get into the gym and you get in some vigorous exercise, you're more tuned to your surroundings. You're really sharper on a regular basis. And it's not like you're spending time. You're really investing time. Mm-hmm. And so you invest that time in the gym to get some good vigorous exercise in, and it gets returned to you throughout the rest of the day. You're just sharper. You're able to get more things done. Your focus improves. And this isn't just me talking. These are what, you know, leaders around the country at some of the best companies who do this on a regular basis make sure they get their exercise in. This is what they say.
And it can only be 15 minutes a day.
Absolutely.
I think there's a misnomer. People think, I have to do 30 to 45, 15 hour a day.
Absolutely.
You know? I mean, I think if you're starting out, if you're just starting out walking and just doing something very basic, and then you'll build the endurance over time.
You're exactly right. And when you mentioned the 15 minute CrossFit, of course, many people have heard of CrossFit. CrossFit became popular because of their 20 minute workouts, those 20 minute exercises. Now, they have an hour block and they do stretching and all that as well, but you're absolutely right. And so, and from a time constraint capacity or viewpoint, if you do something at home with videos or first thing in the morning, you get up and you put a couple of videos in, or you set up a small workout area at home, you don't have to worry about getting out of the house and carrying your clothes to the gym and then making it to the office. So you're absolutely right. Making the commitment is first and foremost. Absolutely first and foremost.
And now you've made the transition into entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
You referenced earlier that you're a motivational speaker, you're a corporate trainer. So share with our listeners, how did you make that transition?
Yeah.
How did you end up in that space?
So it's interesting. I was an entrepreneur. I've really been an entrepreneur since the year 2000. And so in 2000, I started, you know, doing computer support and technical support really in the metro area, as I mentioned. I was setting up computer networks and those types of things for real estate companies and property management companies. And then I realized, you know, the guys in property management who make the most money, they also own their own properties. You know, there was equity investment versus fee-based, equity management versus fee-based management. So I moved on and started investing in my own properties, and then had an opportunity to go on the Biggest Loser. And once I came back from the Biggest Loser, I set a goal. I've got to keep the weight off for 5 years. It's going to be all about me. And so I studied exercise science. I studied nutritional science and the psychology of change. And within about 3 years, companies started approaching me. They said, Pete, we noticed that you're doing amazing. You're keeping the weight off. What is it that you're doing different from others? And I was able to really combine my love of personal and professional development with what I knew about exercise and all that kind of stuff. And now we have a business. We go into companies and we do what I call really wellness consulting. We'll help employees to get to get their clients or get their customers or their employees moved over onto the wellness platform. We help develop blog content and video content, training videos for different companies. And it's interesting, it's not just in the wellness space. We were at University of Michigan earlier this year. Did a full day seminar through their human resources division. And so the first morning part was on leadership training. In the afternoon, we dealt with time management, conflict management, team building. That was opened up to all their employees. So it is definitely something that I love doing. I love talking about business. I was out in the lobby talking to your next guest about business. And we said, we could talk about business all day long, but it is something I love doing. And I love people, love sharing with people.
And I can tell you, he's sitting across in the studio with me this morning. I can see the passion in his face, and his face just lights up. Now, I got to tell you, listeners, yes, how serious he is, because my daughter-in-law recently made me some cookies. She came into town from Chicago with my son, and so she was kind enough to break some chocolate chip cookies. And when Pete came in, and I also offered to Doak, and I'm going to get Doak to have some in a few minutes, but Doak's the engineer and the producer of the show. But I offered the cookies to Pete, and he said, no, I can't touch those cookies. But you hear the noise in the background? He's not going to do it, you see.
You know, I have a saying. I picked this up. Let's see if you can figure out where I picked it up. You know, I have a list of food that I eat on a regular basis. And I say, if it's not on the list, I must resist.
Okay, all right. Okay, you got me. We also know that you have written a book, Lose It Fast, Lose It Forever, 4-Step Permanent Weight Loss. How did you, what drove you to become an author?
You know, first and foremost, after I came off the show, as I mentioned, it was all about me. I want to keep the weight off, because 85 to 95% of people lose the weight. They gain it back within 5 years. And so after my 5 or 6 years were up, I said, okay, I have a base of knowledge. I've done so much research and so much study. I know what's faulty and what's flawed. So let me put a book together. And so we were blessed, pitched the book out in New York, and Penguin picked the book up. And so it's one of those books where you have to, if you're going to read it, you have to think.
Okay.
You have to think. It's not just an easy, you know, quick read and with a whole bunch of limericks in it. It's a working book, but it's called Lose It Fast, Lose It Forever, because I believe that you can do both. You can lose the weight fast and you can lose it forever. And we take you through the step-by-step process.
And so the book really challenges your mind.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Actually, you're piggybacking on one of my principles. There's three main principles that I distill in the book. It's called master your mind, manage your mouth, and multiply your muscle. So master your mind. Of course, as an entrepreneur, we understand that setting goals and acquiring the right teammates around us is optimal. You have to have that around you. And we deal with that when it comes to your weight and your health as well. You have to have that piece.
Talking to Pete Thomas this morning, he was also on The Biggest Loser in Season 2, is sharing with us his tips on taking care of yourself and how he's transformed himself into an entrepreneur, a corporate trainer. He's doing phenomenal stuff. I want to promote a couple of things for him. He can also be seen, if you're in the Detroit area, there's a program called Live in the D on Channel 4. He's on that show periodically. He has been on Extra nationally, The 700 Club. He's also been on ABC's The View, as well as commercials nationwide. So feel free to check him out, you know, whether you want to go to his Facebook page, whatever. He's a dynamic individual. Speaking of which, how can our people get more information about you, Pete?
Yeah, the simplest way is to go to my website, PeteThomas.com. We try to keep it simple. Mm-hmm. And then we're also on Facebook. On Facebook, it's Facebook.com/PeteThomas. Twitter, the same thing. Pete Thomas, just straightforward. You can also Google us and find us on LinkedIn. Pete Thomas Speaks or something like that on LinkedIn.
Along those lines. And then one thing I'd be remiss to say earlier, you established, you made one comment, I think, in closing, I'd like to say, about setting goals.
Yeah,
you set goals for yourself, whether it's in business, whether it's for yourself personally. Listeners, you always set goals for your strategic plan. What he's saying is for yourself, set goals as well. If we can do that, that gives us something to strive for.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And if we don't, we're on a wayward path, right?
That's right. You're absolutely right. And set those goals and then share it with someone close to you. That is absolutely essential.
Pete Thomas, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you, Mark. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it. Appreciate you and Doak. Thank you so much.
I got to ask you, are we going to win today? I got to ask all my guests.
You know, we'd better win. We're on a roll.
Okay.
We're on a roll.
Okay.
We're going to win. Absolutely, okay. We're going to win.
I hope so, because I can't take these.
Come on. Go Honolulu Blue.
All right. And on the other side of the commercial break, we're going to welcome Sharon McReel, and she is the president of the Betty Brigade. Next on Small Talk with Mark S. Lee.
Built for business. 11:46, 2:43, 4:41, 10:52. Why am I listing seemingly random numbers?
Because all these seemingly random numbers have something in common. They're all times of day that Comcast Business delivers fast internet. Want to hear more? 341, 922, 156 in the afternoon. Are you getting the message that Comcast Business delivers consistently fast internet at every time of day? Would it help if I listed a few more? 7:58 a.m., 2:22 p.m., 11:47 and 8 seconds. Get reliably fast internet all day long. Plans start at $69.95 a month. Call 800-501-6000 or visit ComcastBusiness.com. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Based on August 2014 report by Sam Knows. Actual speeds vary.
The Center for Empowerment and Economic Development, commonly known as SEED, invests time and resources in small businesses. Loans up to $50,000 are available at a new, reduced rate of 5%. Visit www.miceed.org or call 734-677-1400 to learn more of how SEED can help your business grow.
Good morning and welcome back to Small Talk with Marques Lee. This final segment this morning, as you know, is called Success Stories. And success stories are brought to us this week by SEED, the Center for Empowerment and Economic Development. SEED, C-E-E-D. I'll make sure I got that right. Also, before I introduce our success story, I want to thank CVSDetroit.com because this show, as you know by now, is broadcast across the country as well as locally here in the Detroit area on WXYT AM 1270. So I have to say that every week because I like to thank the people who will give me this forum to talk to you. Our final segment, again, is success stories. I'd like to welcome Sharon McReel, and she is the president of the Betty Brigade here in the Detroit area. It's a business that's focused on personal assistance and concierge services. I'm going to have her share her background and her story with you this morning. Good morning, Sharon. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
It's always a pleasure to have new faces and voices on the show and to have someone who has a successful business that they can share with our listeners. That's important.
Well, I really appreciate being here. And, you know, having a business, some days feel more successful than others, as every business owner knows. And I'm actually having what feels like a very successful week because we're signing some very big contracts this week.
That's always a good sign, isn't it?
It feels that way.
Yeah. So let's start with the basics. Tell us about you and your business. How did you get into it? What's your background? Were you have you been an entrepreneur your entire adult life, or were you in corporate and you made a transition?
Well, my folks, my grandparents and my parents both owned their own businesses, and I never thought that I wanted to be a business owner because I saw how hard they worked, and I was just like, oh, no way, that's not for me. And so I got a job in corporate life after I graduated from college, and I worked for a large corporation and for about 6.5 years and got downsized in a big, like me and 70 people got let go all at once. And it was really disheartening. And that was when I was laying on my couch in a fetal position watching Oprah and just completely feeling sorry for myself. Mm-hmm. And she was having one of those live your best life shows. And it was all about like people who had started businesses that were unusual. And so I made a list of the things that I was good at and the things I knew how to do, because those are two separate lists. And that's how my company was born.
And how many years ago was that?
That it'll be 12 years this spring.
12 years. So listen to what she's saying. Listen to what Sharon is suggesting. She was working in corporate and was part of a massive layoff from a major organization. And she started watching Oprah. And clearly took that as an opportunity to identify something that was best for her. And you started this business 12 years ago. Now, tell us about your business, Sharon. What exactly do you do?
Well, the Betty Brigade is exactly what you said. It's concierge and personal assistance. But where we really shine, what we specialize in, is in relocation. We do a lot with executive relocation, corporate relocation. So we help make companies really welcome in their new hires. And sometimes companies forget. They say, well, here's how much money you'll make. When can you start? And that's kind of where it ends. And we go that extra mile of saying, okay, so let's really talk about how are you going to make that new staff member feel welcome? How are you going to make their family feel welcome? Because think about it, like here's a spouse, she or he is at home with a house full of boxes, can't find anything. The kids are irritated that they left all their friends in the last city. And so that's where we can really help make that transition a bit easier. We completely unpack people's homes. We can do it in about a day, day and a half. It's very fast. We bring in services like pet care and cleaning, nanny services, snow removal, whatever they need to feel comfortable. We help them find the local grocery store, because how irritating is it when you've moved and you don't even know where the local store is? All of that kind of stuff to really help people land softly.
Is this business only focused on relocation services? Can I get that type of help?
You can get that kind of help.
I need it.
We work with all different kinds of professionals.
Really?
We also do a lot of work with seniors that are moving from a home that they've been in 30, 40, 50 years, and maybe they're moving into a senior community. And so we help them figure out what they're keeping and what they're not.
How did you come up with that business concept? So someone's listening this morning. This show is broadcast, as I mentioned, intro across the country as well as locally. But they might be curious. How did you come up with your business concept?
Well, it was over time. So we started with organizing and really kind of personal assistance, helping people. But then it transitioned and we realized that a lot of people who were asking us for organizing kept asking us for, well, could you walk our dog? Could you run this errand for me? Could you unpack my house or pack my house when I move? And so now about 65% of what we do is relocation.
Mm.
It's a big chunk.
We are having a nice warm cup of coffee this morning with Sharon McReel, and she is the president of the Betty Brigade, and she is this week's success story. And this segment is brought to you by Seed, of course. Speaking of Seed, and I'm assuming you've been engaged with them, what level of support did you get from Seed from the time that you started your business to where you are today?
Seed has been a great partner to my business. The way they've done that is in a whole bunch of different ways. They have regular webinars that either I can do or my staff can do to really help us. The certification that they offer, which is it's Women Business Enterprise National Council, WeBank.
Right.
And I'm certified as a woman business owner. And, you know, you'd think, well, geez, of course, you're a woman. Why wouldn't you be a woman business owner? But there's actually a national certification that business owners can go through, or they can go through minority certification as well. There's a minority council. And there are corporations out there that are looking to do business with woman-owned or minority-owned businesses, and they actually have chunks of their invoicing that they want to give to smaller businesses.
Interesting. So clearly it's important to be certified.
It is important, but it's also work. Like, you can't just get certified and then expect that the business will come.
Mm-hmm. Okay, because I know a lot of people ask the question, well, what's the importance of certification? How long is the process? How long is the process generally to become certified?
Well, you can get certified in a couple of, I mean, like, you can fill out the paperwork and then it usually takes typically 6 weeks, 8 weeks to actually get your certification back to
and,
have
and,
it handled.
And the reason it is important, a lot of major organizations are looking to do business with certified organizations.
Yeah, so all the major corporations that you can think of, so General Motors, Henry Ford Health Systems, Delphi, Kelly Services, all of those kinds of companies are companies that have talked to us about how can we help them. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm a small business, but imagine, you know, when General Motors comes knocking on my door. It's a big deal.
It's a huge deal, literally and figuratively for you, of course.
Yes.
No question about that. What has been the biggest challenge in your 12 years? What's been the biggest challenge for you that you've had to overcome?
You know, there are challenges for every business owner, and I think that really depends on what week you ask me.
Okay.
So certain weeks might be cash flow. Other weeks might be hiring people. Overall, I would say that my biggest challenge has been the strategy for growth, like what steps to take next and how to figure out where to go next.
Developing a strategic plan is important. I've been fortunate enough, actually, Seed actually invited me to be a keynote speaker earlier this year, and I spoke, I believe, in Detroit and Western Michigan, Indianapolis, on that very topic, the importance of creating a strategic plan. And what she's referencing is important. It's important that you understand what your business goals are and your strategies. In other words, how are you going to get there? Because if you have that plan, it helps you to eliminate and minimize. You can never eliminate totally, but minimize the risk involved when it comes to growth.
Yeah, Seed has helped me in other ways too. So they have something called a microloan program. So I'm a recipient of a microloan, and a microloan is something under $50,000.
Okay.
Most banks don't want to deal with small businesses loaning them that small amount of money. And so Seed has, part of what they do is they partner with the SBA, and they can then loan money to small businesses at, it's a reasonable rate. It's not out of line with anything that you'd get at a normal bank.
In our closing moments together this morning, quick question regarding Detroit. And you see, you deal with the relocation services. Have you noticed an uptick in relocations over the last 12 months, 6 months coming into Detroit, the Detroit area, or still a significant outflow of people?
I've noticed the outflow slowing down. And what I've really noticed, is, especially in the last 6 months, is that what happened in the first 6 months is that people were, or companies were hiring within Michigan.
I see.
What's starting to happen in the past 6 months, the most recent 6 months, is that they're really pulling people in from other states. And I'm seeing that every day in my business.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. It's really been an interesting several years. And at least I think from a psyche standpoint, now with the city coming out of bankruptcy and, heck, the Lions are winning. And,
yay!
But the point is that it seems like there's been a collective improvement in the psyche of the Detroit region, and people are a lot more enthused, a lot more bullish on this area. So hopefully that will filter down to people moving back into the area as well.
Oh, absolutely. And, there's a lot of cool stuff happening. I'm a graduate of the Goldman Sachs 10,000 Small Businesses program. And it was so cool to have, the CEO of Goldman Sachs come to our graduation. And Warren Buffett was at our graduation.
Yes.
And Valerie Jarrett from the White House, and the mayor and the governor. Like, all of these people are showing up for Detroit because Detroit is really stepping it up. And it's funny because, 2 years ago, when you say, I'm from Detroit, people go, oh, I'm sorry. And and now what happens is, hey, I hear there's a lot going on there. Or, wow, there's a lot of changes happening in Detroit. And that's for real. It's
and for
great.
Of you who's listening across the country, you've always heard me say this, Detroit is open for business. And in fact, I literally say open for business, gave more business, but I always do business in Detroit in our closing comments. But I did buy a T-shirt recently, and I wore it. It says Detroit versus everybody. And I just saw in the paper recently that Eminem was actually using that T-shirt on his new album. So it's a very cool shirt. It stipulates a lot of conversation, but yes, Detroit is open for business. I just want to thank you in closing for coming in. But before we go, how can we get more information about the Betty Brigade and any contact information you want to share?
Sure. BettyBrigade.com is probably the easiest way to get information on us. And it has all of our social media links. But definitely follow us on Facebook. We have lots of stuff going on. And on Twitter is @BettyBrigade.
Sharon, thank you very much for coming in this morning and for being our success story brought to us by Seed this week. You are wonderful.
Well, thanks. And I just so appreciate you and appreciate Seed for having me here.
My pleasure. And listeners, we want to thank you for joining us this week on Small Talk with Mark S. Lee. Go out and make it a great day. But I do want to mention you can follow me on @LeeGroup. And the podcast of this program will be made available at 3:00 today at LeeGroupInnovation.com. Have a great week. And as I always say, go Lions.